Birkdale. The Birkdale Remembrance Day ceremonies were held on Thursday, November 10th for a packed hall of 130 people. The ceremonies were a bit different this year, with a group of local Birkdale students and parents who took a trip to Europe and explored all of the Canadian battlefields in France, Belgium, and the Netherlands. It was truly an enlightening trip as all the students told stories of the battlefields, monuments, museums, and cemeteries they were able to see. To hear the students speak on how the trip has truly changed how they think about Remembrance Day and really think about the sacrifices that all our veterans have made, it was inspirational hearing them. Included in the ceremonies was also 42 veteran stories, all whom had a banner purchased for them and were from the Birkdale and area. Hearing all 42 stories and knowing they all had different hardships throughout their lives was moving to hear. In attendance was MP Cathay Wagantal and MLA Hugh Nerlean, both commending the Birkdale School and the village of Birkdale for an extremely moving and memorable Remembrance Day ceremony. A luncheon followed the ceremonies provided by the village of Birkdale and a walking tour took place for those that wanted to see the banners up at Memorial Park. In other news, the Sask Cutting Horse Association and Alberta Cutting Horse Association each hosted two weekends for the Hans Hansma Canadian Youth Scholarship Fund. Congratulations to our youth riders who were awarded high point certificates towards their post-secondary education. In Saskatchewan, the winners were Austin Shapansky, Vidalia Van Hostert, and Cassidy Hudacek, established in 2000 in memory of the late Hans Hansma. The Hans Hansma Canadian Youth Scholarship Fund has awarded over $100,000 in scholarships to post-secondary students since its inception. Hans Hansma's legacy continues in the equine industry, including his leadership in the many equine clubs and associations he had a hand in establishing. The development of his quarter horse lineage continues to show up as the foundation of many successful breeding programs, and his family members contribute to the equine industry as we know it today.